Yuga avatar for Dwarpa Yuga, yet he appeared on the brink of Kali Yuga.
Krishna is avatar for Dwapara Yuga.
Yes.
Then why he came just in the beginning of Kali Yuga?
Every yuga, you recommended a particular duty of that yuga. In Satya Yuga also, in Treta Yuga, in Dwapara Yuga, and also in Kali Yuga. Every yuga, what will be the specific duty of that yuga, suiting to the season. So to recommend and to inaugurate that, he generally comes, that is Yuga Avatar. He comes many a time, but this is one sort of coming down, one type, this Yuga Avatar, to inaugurate, to open what should be the duty of that particular age. He comes himself and he does it by his own practice and asks people to do that, go on that way.
But his question is, then why does Krishna come at the end of Dwapara Yuga and not at the beginning?
That was for the necessity, of the of this yuga, where the Radha Govinda Lila. That was the main purpose of coming towards the end.
Maharaj, how is it that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had Madhavi Devi as an intimate associate?
Not intimate associate, but Madhavi Devi had amassed divine love to such a degree that a particular section told that she is a great devotee in Ulya of Mahaprabhu, Madhavi Devi. Madhavi Devi means Sikhi Mahiti, and who is Madhavi Devi? Who is Madhavi Devi?
Sikhi
Mahiti,
sister.
Sister
of
Sikhi Mahiti. Sikhi Mahiti, yes. A particular section in Orisha, they are of that opinion that Sikhi Mahiti and Madhavi Devi, they were very much attached towards Mahaprabhu. They were a great devotee of a high order of Mahaprabhu in Odisha. But that is not generally accepted by the Gaudiya school. So some respect to that opinion of the particular section of Odisha. They said that in this avatar only there is 2.5. One is Sikhi Mahiti and the half is Madhavi Devi. Because she is women, so half. That is also not to be accepted. The women figure, for the figure she will be given less benefit. That is also not proper. A particular section is of that opinion. It is recommendatory, not real.
So Maharaj, exactly what offense did Chota Haridas perform?
We should take it as Mahaprabhu, by his own person, he's teaching it to the public. He was not actually so, but he was made to play the part of such a person. Outwardly, that was given serious objection that in the name of Mahaprabhu, He went to beg something from the deity. Mahaprabhu did not like that. This is to warn us for this, that a particular plea, or under the plea of preaching or something, we should not try to satisfy our cardinal desire which is within our heart. Outwardly, I am going to meet a person as if for the service of Krishna or for the sampradaya or some benefit divine. But if within our heart there is something underground, and the satisfaction of that, for the satisfaction, for the real satisfaction of our inner lust, if we apply or use the plea of preaching coming in connection with the outside, that is a very serious offense. Do you follow? Outwardly the plea for the God service, but inwardly at the same time I want my sense satisfaction. That has been condemned in a very strong way. That is very punishable. Vedasya nastikavad buddha kyodik. Half truth is more dangerous than falsehood. To take the advantage of the service and under that disguise to go on one's own sense pleasure, to seek sense pleasure under the color of devotion. That is a serious offense. It has been showed there that you are making your good feeling subservient to the lower tendency. You are asking your Gurudev to serve you. Such serious thing. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari. That is a warning. We must be very careful for that when we are preachers. Sidai Gaur Hari Bol. That punishment was given outwardly, but Chota Hari Das, he used to sing around Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu could hear his son, and the other devotees also could hear. But outwardly, he was sacrificed.
Once one of our sannyasis, one of our ISKCON sannyasis, apparently had fallen into sense gratification, and afterwards he committed suicide, thinking that this was the only way of atonement. But later, Srila Prabhupada said it was not a very good idea.
Mahaprabhu showed that extreme exemplary punishment, but still, in our level, we should not deprive ourselves from the valuable time in this birth, in this human birth. Most valuable, we must repent and we will again take the advantage of this human birth time, to utilize. That was extreme case. Short of his art. Mahaprabhu had to be so much strict because he was concerning the love divine, which is so similar to the mundane lust. So to show the great difference between love divine, Vajra Prema, and the what is going on here at the lady love. So to show that though it may look to be similar, but this is the, just the opposite. So such strict to keep up the standard, purity of the standard, he had to apply to take to such serious punishment. Then under no circumstances this should not be taken as that.
Maharaj,
yes.
If a sannyasi falls down, does he lose the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? If he takes up the service of the Lord, can he regain the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Of course, temporarily he loses, but again he will try to get up and go on. Horrible creature we are. We won't leave any stone unturned. So we fall down on the ground again. With the help of the ground we shall try to stand up. And when the Guru and the Sadhu are there, by their forgiveness also, they may be, may become a fresh life again.
So,
on the behalf of God, and they may sanction the mercy.
So Mahaprabhu behaves in that way with Chota Haridas, but not with everyone.
Not everyone.
Would it be correct to assume that he did that?
But he did not like that. There is another Kala Krishna Das,
yes,
who was enticed in the south.
But it's Haris.
He took him here and then dismissed him from his company.
Yes.
But Nityananda Prabhu gave him some service, engagement, and he kept within the fold. He is more generous. When we were preaching in Elor, in Andhra Desa, myself, this Madhav Maharaj, at that time Haigrib Brahmachari, and other two or three, we were preaching in the Elor town. Then it so happened that one of our Brahmacharis, he perhaps had connection with a lady in that, that we are living in a chaudhry, that is a dharamsala, rest house. And that night some people came with the cry that the Brahmachari has been found in the room of that particular lady. I was at that time aching with headache. I was lying in the room and they came and aroused this Madhav Maharaj, the Haigrib Brahmachari, and told that such things have happened. Then Haigrib Prabhu cleverly told that Maharaj is sleeping and his health is not well. So tomorrow morning he will come and we shall do what is necessary. Then after they went away, Agrippa was silently saying to me, Maharaj, have you heard what things are going on? No? I told him, yes, I have heard everything. Then what to do? And at that time, our Guru Maharaj was at Madras Mott. I asked him, I think you removed this boy to either in very just now. Just now, consult the railway guide, the train, whether Madras side or Bengal side. Immediately remove him from this spot. And then in the morning we shall see what to do. So Hagripu took his bedding and he put outside under the shade of a tree and came back and asked him, you go. So he went to Madras. Same, just now at that time, 1 o'clock, a train is going towards Madras, Ellore station. And he was sent to Madras. Then in the morning they came. Then Vaidevu told, when Maharaj, he woke at night, I related everything to him, and he was very much enraged, and immediately dismissed him, and dismissed him. Where he has gone, we don't know. Then, of course, the culprit was not there. So things were going smoothly. Then, Tirtha Maharaj, that old Tirtha Maharaj, he was in Madras, too, but went to Uttakama. Anyhow, he came to know why you have come, and something like this, then he Tirtha Maharaj get a good whipping and drove him away from the mart. And he was living in Madras with some industry there. And after within 6 months, Prabhupada again visited the place. And he was coming now and then, please accept me. Then we told him that Prabhupada is coming shortly. At that time you come, then we shall recommend your case. Then Prabhupada came, and that boy also came. And we asked Prabhupada, that boy is still in Madras town. He's taking some business here, and he's coming now and then, and he wants to be reinstated. What we shall come to. Prabhupada told, and this is a strange thing to us, he told, Mahaprabhu did not accept such persons, so I can't. But Nityananda Prabhu kept them, so your will be, your attitude should be to keep them. Then we are perplexed. If you the Prabhupada says, I can't accept him because Mahaprabhu did not accept. But your duty should be to give him shelter, because Nityananda Prabhu gave shelter. In this way. For the time being, we are perplexed. What is, are you disobedient to you? That we will go against your order. But anyhow, he told that Nityananda Prabhu. In another time also, I was in Calcutta Mutt. Letters coming, and someone is reading letters to Prabhupada. One letter came from Kurukshetra Mutt. That one gentleman, he was driven from the mutt for such action. Intimate connection with lady. They are driven out. And again he has come to Kurukshetra to join. Then the mat command of the place has asked Prabhupada's permission that he is coming, and I have kept him here, and whatever you like to say, I am to do that. Then Prabhupada, considering the letter, that only connection with the sadhu, that can help us, help a jiva. Sadhu Sangha, Krishna Naam, that is the only way to our village. But there is no other way. So how can we connect life with that man? Then he will have no alternative. Ask him to keep him. To keep him. No other way. Another time Prabhupada told, I have some complaint against some big man in our mat, that his monetary transaction is suspected. Prabhupada, in the beginning, he chastised me. You have also attraction for money? You are a sannyasi, why should you be so much, to have you so much attraction for money? The money may be thrown into water, if necessary for the pleasure of Krishna. Money may be thrown into water. What is money? In this way, he rebuked me somewhat. Then after a few days in Najas Math, I was there, he was also taking. Suddenly he took Bhagavatam to me. Your answer is here. Sapadam mulam bhajata paryasya, taktadnu bhavasya hari paresha, vikarma jatyu patitam kathanchit dhunuti sadmam dhiri sadmam. If any devotee, he has got some fault, anything undesirable if is seen in him, he is not to be punished for that. Either expulsion or any other punishment is not to be punished. Why? No. But he is engaged in a particular thing, that is the service of the Lord, and that is that can fetch the highest value. So if he is engaged, he is given some punishment or expulsion, that cannot cure him, purify him. The highest form of purification is in which he is already engaged, and that can purify to the highest degree. So no other punishment or of any form is necessary for him. He should be allowed to go on in the service, and in no time he will be purified. So it will be injustice. So in Bhagavatam, sapadam mulam bhajata priyasya taktanya pahavasya hari paresha vikarma jattu utpatitam kathanchi. Anyhow, if any malpractice is found in him, vikarma jattu dhunuti sadvam hridishanne vishta hari, staying in his heart, he will purge out everything. He will sweep out everything. No other punishment or any alternative arrangement should be made for Ananya Bhak, who has exclusively given him for the service of Krishna. No other practice. That was shown to me. Hare Krishna. So that is the reason. So sometimes from the outward it seems, it appears awkward that he committed something wrong and still he is given indulgence. Indulgence. Sometimes from outside it seems to be awkward. But still that is the theory. Abhiji Sudhara Charu Bhajati Imam Ananya Bhak Sadhureva Samantabha sammak bhavasito hisa. Sadhu asadhu, measured from the standard of this manik sattva rajatama guna gunamai, which is misconception. So, from the plane of misconception, good or bad, should not be applied to my devotee who is working in the nirguna plane. This law does not apply there. In the case of Ananyavak, who is in nirguna plane, who has accepted exclusive devotion to me, is all in all. Exclusive devotion to Krishna. Serving promise, devotedness to Krishna. When this has been accepted broadly in a soul, then whatever he commits in the calculation of this mundane plane, good or bad, that should be ignored totally. Because that is good or bad, both is unreal in the misconception area. And there, whatever little he can collect, that is crore times infinitely of greater value than any valuation, high valuation of this world, of miscalculation. That's the conception. Do you follow? Isha avashyamidam sarvam. And here, this is mine, this is yours. Why you have stolen my thing? All false. Good or bad, everything false. As in his absolute sense, everything belongs to him. Hey, he is his servant. In the necessity of service, what he has done, he has stolen a flower and is dedicated to Krishna. Not only is it stolen, but from whom is it stolen, he will be benefited. unconsciously. Yeah. So nothing can be wrong. Absolute consideration and the relative consideration. Nidai, Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai. Nidai, Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai, Gaur Hari Bol.
Maharaj, I have a question on another subject matter.
Yes?
When the jiva is in the grips of maya, how much independence does he actually have?
According to his position, a tree has got less independence, free will. A man has got the maxim, and also in that it is the gradation comes in this way: achhadita chetan, covered consciousness, then Sankutita Tetan, narrowed consciousness, then Mukulita Tetan, blooming consciousness, and there comes Achadita Tetan, the trees, the narrowed consciousness, the animals, the blooming consciousness, human beings, and then also classification Nirishar, Nirnoitik, Kulpita Sheshar, Noitik, and then Sheshar, Noitik, in this way classification, and as much as going higher, so much responsibility. And when in dense darkness, his movements will be less productive, and maybe dealt with mercy, more grace. And as much as occupying higher position, crimes should be given more importance. In this way, it will be judged. As much freedom, as much a sense of responsibility, so much the degree of punishment. should be attached. If a sadhu does something wrong, of course, in his line, then it will be a bigger punishment. Punishment means, in the Vaikuntha, in a general way, in Vaikuntha, no punishment. Only you accept yourself more. What has gone is gone. Let the dead past bury its dead. With new energy begin. The most lenient position in Krishna consciousness they enjoy. But there the quality of sacrifices of month must be of a very high type. He's dealing also with very valuable thing, because the whole self-surrendering creed to be signed there in Krishna consciousness. Everything belongs to him, nothing to me. Nothing to me. Such high degree sacrifice to be that want to be signed sincerely. Then he can come under such merciful consideration. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, if real bhakti begins at the Brahma-Bhuta stage, what is this shadow bhakti?
Shadow bhakti?
Shadow bhakti.
Yeah. Brahma-Bhuta. Brahma-Bhuta Pasanatma, no shoti, no gangshati, no shoti. What do you say?
Talks in
elective
devotion about shadow bhakti.
What does he say?
Shadow attachment.
It's mentioned in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Shadow attachment. What's that called? Para asakti.
Yeah.
Chaya bhakti.
Shadow attachment, asakti.
Shadow?
Yes.
Chaya roti.
Yes.
Chaya roti. Chaya roti.
What is that?
Yeah, that is of two kinds. Which is not genuine, that is divided into two. One reflection, another shadow. The shadow is considered to be the higher than the reflection. Reflection in Mayavada, really no faith. Faith is already, the foundation is a concoction. And in this case of Chaya, it has not reached to the degree of reality, but still it is in the real path. That is Chaya Roti. Nearness of the reality is shadow, but no intermediate intervention. But in reflection, that is in pratibimbarati, there is that non-confidence, a barrier between the two. So pratibimbarati is very lower, and the chayarati is near to the reality, but not reality proper. That is Chaya Roti. Gaur Hari Bhari, Harinam Chintamani, it has been described by Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Chaya and Pratibimba.
So that means that the jiva's feelings are still in the relative plane, but they're somehow moving in the direction of the absolute plane.
Moving in direction, but far away from reality. It has not touched reality, but come near. Hari Gaur Hari Gaur Hari Gaur Hari Gaur Hari Gaur Hari Gaur Hari Nidai Gaur Hari Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur Nidai Gaur Hari Hari
Krishna says, Manmana Bhavamad Bhakto, fix your mind upon me. When we fix our mind upon Krishna, the mind becomes purified. When the living entity ascends into the spiritual world, does he enter the spiritual world with his purified mind, or does he have to leave behind the purified mind?
Yes, real mind, and this is shadow mind. What we are possessed at present, that is shadow mind. Mind is a plane where this sympathy and apathy live. There is sympathy for something and apathy for something. Sankalpa, vikalpa. I want this, I want to reject this, I want to avoid this. These two opposite desires lives in mind. And there also, the mind is there, everything is there, and this is self-centered, and that is God-centered. That would be the difference. Ani hidaye mor, mor mon bindavan. Mane mane eko kari maniye, Mahaprabhu. They have got their mind, their thinking. I want this for Krishna. I don't want this for Krishna. The Krishna is the object of interest there, the aim of interest, his love, his satisfaction. And here it is God self-centered, or this mundane-centered, this land-centered, or family-centered, or some other center than that of Krishna.
So is it possible to say that the only difference between the material mind and the spiritual mind is a question of purification?
The question of purification, and the criterion is that Krishna interest and other interest. One may sacrifice for the country, but that is not Krishna. The Krishna sacrifice for preparedness for the satisfaction of Krishna to the utmost. That should be the criterion. And everything is there, and this is perverted reflection. What's the time?
5:10. Almost 10.
Almost 10. Gaur Hari. So, Jai Vataka Maharaj, Jai Tirtha Maharaj. Are you to return to Mayapur? Evening?
Yes, in the evening.
Evening. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari. Nidai Gaur Hari, Nidai Gaur Hari. So, Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Yes.
Jai Vataka Maharaj. Yes. Jai Tirtha Maharaj. Gaur Hari. So,
he's taken me for a Vaishnava.
Rest here. And the noon, yes. Arrangement should be made for that.
Yes.
To ask Govinda Maharaj why he is at rest at noon here. Mm-hmm. Jai Tirtha Maharaj.
Here is our eternal rest.
Huh?
Our eternal rest is here.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Who has come along with you here? Where are they?
Shriman Bhagavatam Das.
And
Kishore Kishore Das. He is my second initiated disciple from America.
Then Satyabhak
came with me also.
He's old.
Satyabhak, yes, he's our old god brother who's living in Mayapur.
But
he comes every...
Along with you from London?
No. Srimad Bhagavatam Das came with me from London.
But he is not.
Vipramukhi is also here from London.
I want to make some inquiry about the health of Vaishnav Charan and his mother.
You can inquire from Kishore Kishori, I think.
Kishore
Kishori. Here.
He may know something.
Are they well?
Oh, yes.
Huh? They are doing well.
Very good.
Yes. All right. I got a letter from her, Vaishnavjavan, and also his mother, a letter, a month ago, perhaps. Mm. And I gave a reply also. And it is mentioned that they will come on pilgrimage, in India. Do you know anything about that?
I don't know when they'll be arriving. I don't know.
It was mentioned in the letter that we may go on pilgrimage to India before this Dol Yatra ceremony. Mm-hmm. And I asked them that at that time you must come to see me. I consider you to to be my daughter.
I've heard only one report about them, and that is that they're your unconditional servants.
The Vaishnava Charan is a promising Vaishnava. When the Govardhan Sila was mentioned by to him by someone that Maharaj, that is missile, when I came here with Govardhan Sila, I began. How wonderful, he remarked, that boy. That boy remarked, how wonderful. So, the echo came from his heart. How wonderful. That this month was begun only with the Govardhan Sila. How wonderful. That showed his heart, inner heart.
We also think it's very wonderful.
This is Gupta Govardhan Giriraj in Navadvip. Chaitanya Sarasvata Matavara Udgita Kirtir Jayasring Vibhrat Sanghati Ganga Tatanikata Navat Deepa Koladri Raja. Koladri Raja. Udri Raja means Govardhan. Koladripasta Udri Raja. Koladri Raji. Jatra Sri Gaura Sarasvata Matanirata Gaura Gatha Ghinanti Srimad Rupanuga Sri Kishamati Guru Rangaradha Jitasa. Aim is Radha Govinda Sati. Line is that of Rupa Goswami. Who are we? From Chaitanya Dev to Saraswati Goswami. The flow of the instructions. We are beads there. And our stay is here, Govardhana. Aparad Bhanjana Pat. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. So there, Vaishnava Charan is not expected to come here.
Vaishnava Charan.
This season.
I haven't.